Section 4. Practice 1. Talk 1.
Although in common speech we may use words such as marsh, swamp, and bog interchangeably, these terms actually refer to different types of wetlands with different characteristics. A wetland is an area that is covered with shallow water for at least part of the year. A marsh is a wetland where grassy vegetation predominates. Marshes are often found near still water, such as a pond or a lake. A swamp, on the other hand, is a wetland characterized by the presence of woody shrubs and trees. Swamps are also found near rivers. Both swamps and marshes may have either salty or fresh water. Bogs are different from swamps and marshes in that they get all their water from the rain. Plants, such as mosses and heaths, characterize bogs, and bog water is usually acidic.
Talk 2.
The ancient Mayans are renowned for the beautiful temples and palaces that they built. Different architectural styles can be seen depending on location and period of history. We've already discussed the Paten style, which developed in the pre-classic and early classic period. The Bek River style developed out of the Paten style during the late classic period. It is characterized by the use of towers as ornamentation, as well as the use of checkerboard motifs, figureheads, and columns to decorate the building facades or fronts. The Puuk style was characterized by more complex buildings of many rooms and floors. The walls were decorated with stone carved in geometric patterns, as well as carved figureheads. The East Coast style developed in the eastern part of the Yucatan Peninsula during the post-classic period. It was characterized by buildings with flat roofs and main doorways supported by columns.
Talk 3.
As you might expect, TV viewing habits vary among different age groups. Recent studies have shown that older people, those aged 65 and above, spend between 6 and 7 hours a day watching TV. Compare this to teenagers, who actually spend the least amount of time in front of the TV, 3 to 4 hours a day. Younger adults average 5 to 6 hours in front of the TV each day. So the figures clearly show that TV watching increases as we age. And what do the different age groups watch? Although all age groups say that they watch TV for entertainment, older adults actually tend to watch what we might call non-fictional programs, that is, news and other types of informational shows. Younger adults watch less news programming and more entertainment shows.